Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So today, I want to talk about a whole bunch of cool stuff. I want to talk about Tony Robbins, UPW, frameworks, teaching, stories, the One Chip Challenge, and a whole bunch more.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey everyone, hope you guys are awesome. So I'm recording this as Tony Robbins is about to start day number two of Unleash the Power Within. And those who don't know the story about Unleash Power Within, it's Tony's big flagship event that I've been to twice by myself. Colette's been to it twice, and I was excited someday to take my kids to it, but we haven't been able to because of the coronavirus, so they're doing virtual. And at the live event, you have a chance to walk across fire. But at the virtual one, they don't obviously have the firewalk, so that's kind of sad, but we got to do breaking boards. So, that's what's happening today. That's kind of where in the timeline of the world I'm at. But, first I want to tell you guys about something horrible that I experienced. So, this is some of the best marketing ever, but probably one of the worst experiences of my life. One of my friends called me up, one of my trainers, and he said, "Hey, do you want to do the One Chip Challenge?" I'm like, "What's that?" He's like, "It's this chip that comes in a box. It looks like a coffin and it's the hottest chip in the world and you try to eat it." And I was like, heck yeah. And so he bought them for me and for Dave and for our kids and for everyone. So the night before UPW, they all came over and we did the One Chip Challenge. And so you throw this chip in your mouth, you chew it up, and then you try to see how long you can not drink water for. So of the four people that did it, I wussed out the fastest. I was in less, I think it was like a minute 30 when I was like about to die and I had to get water. But it burned for the next like, I get burned bad for like 30 minutes. Dave made it for 10 minutes without taking any water. Jackson did it for the longest. He was a little over 10 minutes. Dallin, my son, he did it for like 3 minutes. So I was by far the worst, and it hurt so bad. But what was even worse is not only did it hurt going in, after it was in my body, it hurt so bad. For like probably 45 minutes or so, I was going to die. And then I went into the bathroom and I puked probably about 20 times, which was like the greatest gift in the world. It felt so good to get it out of me. But it was amazing marketing. Think about this. They sell one chip for like $8, comes in a coffin. It's this big contest, this viral thing where everyone tries to do it. They post their pictures and their videos online, and it's this horrible, horrible experience. And then on the backside of it, they sell their bags of chip, which are hot, but not as hot as the crazy ones. So anyway, I had a chance to participate in that, and it was horrible. But we survived it. And the next day was UPW, and I was so excited because first time I went to UPW, my twins were probably like 3 years old. And I remember thinking like someday when they're teenagers, I want to bring them to it and have them experience this. Cause like, imagine how different your life would be if you experienced this up front. And it's funny cause in your head you give this picture of what it's going to look like, you know, and your kids are going to be there taking notes and loving it. And, the actual reality. So yesterday was a 15-hour day, and I got to give it to them. They lasted for six hours of them watching it. And then, you could tell it was pretty tough and they were like ready to be done. And so we let them leave, and then they came back. We did the board break with them at night, which was really fun. And then I think today they're taking off. So, but they got some of it in. But it's just all those things where in your head you have this visualization of what it's going to look like and how amazing it's going to be and how excited. And anyway, one of those things. I was a little frustrated last night because I'm just like, oh, like I wanted my kids to experience this. And they kind of experienced a little bit of it. But anyway, maybe they're not old enough yet. Maybe, I don't know. It's hard. Being a parent's hard because you have these things in your mind that you want to do for your kids. You want them experienced. You want to help them. Like all these things. If someone would give me this and this and this, these tools ahead of time, like I'd be so much more successful today. And it's tough when, I don't know, I've probably been the same way when I was their age. So anyway, someday, maybe when they're like 30, they're going to listen to this podcast episode and be like, oh, my dad actually did really care about me. He wasn't just frustrated. He really wanted me to learn something. Oh, anyway. All right, so let me change subjects. Not subjects, but the reason I want to do this podcast. So I've talked a lot about creating your own frameworks. I talked a lot about telling stories, about teaching, all sorts of stuff like that. So yesterday was really fun. As UPW started, I took out my notebook, And as Tony was teaching, and he taught 15 hours yesterday, so it was a long sessions, right? But as he was teaching, I noticed he started teaching different frameworks. And so as he started teaching each framework, I started writing them down. And from yesterday alone, I probably missed some, but I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 frameworks that Tony taught in 15 hours. So basically, he was averaging, you know, like one framework per hour. And if you watch Tony, he gets up there with no notes, no slides, no nothing. He just starts teaching, and then when he starts into a framework, his team will throw up slides, and the slides are usually like, they have a title, right? So like the first framework he talked about was three levels of mastery, and it's like 1, 2, 3, and that's his framework. So he starts getting close to three levels of mastery, his team throws up slides, and he's got part one, or step one, step two, step three. If you notice, the way he teaches it, he's got a story for each thing. So story for step one, story for step two, story for step three. And so he tells all the stories around this framework. It takes like an hour. Then he shifts to the second framework, which the second one was the three mandates to leadership. And as he starts getting into that topic, his team throws the slides up. It's got three mandates, 1, 2, and 3. So he teaches number one, tells a story about it. Teaches number two, tells a story. Teaches number three, tells a story. And boom, you're an hour in. Then he's like, next framework, success cycle, right? He never calls them frameworks. But if you watch what he's doing, that's all he's literally doing. He's just, he has a framework that he throws up, and he tells a bunch of stories to teach the concept of the framework. So here's the frameworks I got yesterday. And again, I may have missed some, but the three levels of mastery, the three mandates of leadership, the success cycle, the three decisions that change life, the three patterns of fear or focus of meaning, the two primary fears, the three ways to grow a business, the two master skills, the three forces of creation, the three chunks of practical psychology, the three things that cause suffering, the triad, the three molders of meaning, and the six human needs. Okay? So those are all the frameworks he taught on day number one at UPW. Now, Tony has taught UPW, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 times a year, every year for like 40 years. And so what's interesting is that I went to UPW the first time like 12 or 13 years ago. And guess what's interesting? These were the same frameworks he taught then. Most of the stories were the same stories. Okay? So Tony can go to UPW, and I'm sure he plans and prepares, but he doesn't really have to. He just shows up. He's like, hey, here's my 15 frameworks I'm going to be teaching day number one. And so he gets up there, welcomes everyone, starts telling stories, and he's like, hey, I know the very first one's going to be three levels of mastery. So he starts talking about mastery, team pops up slides, he sees the thing, oh, three levels of mastery, step number one, teaches the thing, step number two, tells a story, step number three, tells a story, okay, and then goes to the next one, he's just got a process, and he just goes through all these frameworks, and that's day number one EPW, right? And day number two, again, I haven't taken notes yet, but I'm sure day number two is the same thing, like, here's the 22 frameworks we're covering. Day three, here's the 13 frameworks we're covering. Day number four, here's the 12 frameworks we're covering, right? It's just these frameworks. And then how do you do it for 15 hours? You just tell stories in every single step of the framework, okay? And notice these frameworks aren't insanely complex, right? I think sometimes people hear me talk about frameworks and they're like, well, Russell, your perfect webinar is intense. I'm like, yeah, I know, I had to write a whole book to explain it. Your Expert Secrets book is my whole framework on the perfect webinar, right? But it's like, you don't have to have complex frameworks. Listen, Tony's, the three levels of mastery, the three mandates of leadership, the three decisions to change life, the three patterns of focus, the two primary fears, the three ways to grow a business, the two master skills, like they're all like a thing. They're all finite. They're three things, two things. The biggest one is the six human needs, which is the six things. Everything else is either three or two steps, right? But each of them are a framework. And then as he teaches them, again, it's not this huge complex thing. It's like, hey, here's the framework, the three levels of mastery. Step number one, right? Says what it is. Number two, tells the story that helps illustrate this point. And then probably shares a success story to tie it back in, right? It's very similar to my framework on how to teach a framework, right? And so you look at that, like, this is the concept. This is what he does. If you guys are like, how does Tony Robbins teach a 50-hour seminar in a weekend? This is it. He wrote down probably 50 frameworks, and he breaks it down over 4 days. How does he teach Date with Destiny? His second one is 5 days. Okay, it's the next set of frameworks. How does he teach Life Mastery? It's the next set of frameworks. How does he teach Business Mastery? It's his business frameworks. How does he teach Wealth Mastery? It's his investing frameworks. How does he teach, right? That's it. And so for you guys, I hope you're starting to get this, right? We keep talking about this, but like, what are your frameworks? You need to start creating your frameworks and give them proprietary names, right? So you create your framework for losing weight, for making money, for being successful, for running faster, for jumping higher, for whatever, to start creating frameworks, right? And again, they're not super complex, right? The two primary fears, that's a framework. The three ways to grow a business, that's a framework. The two master skills, that's a framework, right? Do you have two master skills of jumping? The two master skills of stock investing? The two master skills of how to get bigger biceps? The two master skills of getting your calf bigger? I don't know, whatever it is. Like, you just gotta create your frameworks, right? If you dive deep into like the Perfect Webinar script, all I do is the Perfect Webinar is number one, you tell your origin story about how you discover the framework. Then secret number one, you reveal the first framework, right? Which is the framework about the vehicle. So for me, my first framework is funnel hacking, right? So there's my funnel hacking framework. And then secret number two is your framework for the internal fears. So my framework for internal fears is called funnel cloning. If you're scared of making a funnel, let me show you, clone it inside of ClickFunnels. And there's my framework for that, right? And number three is my external framework. So for me, the external framework is how to get traffic. So the title of my third framework is my number one traffic hack, right? And there's a framework for my number one traffic hack. And you walk, how do you do it? Well, step number one, you go to similarweb.com. Step number two, you type in your domain URL. Step number three, you see all websites that are driving traffic. Step number four, you buy ads on the same websites, right? Anyway, I'm going fast for those who are in my world. If you're new to my world, you're probably like, what is he talking about? If you go watch my webinar, you can see my webinar. My webinar is literally just me teaching my frameworks with one minute change. And the minute change is that we pull out one step of how we teach them. Anyway, that's a whole podcast from the day. I'm not going to go into that. But if you are excited about that, depending when you get this, I'm not sure when this episode will be going live, but during Black Friday this year, we are relaunching perfectwebinarsecrets.com. And I just recorded a 2-hour training on how I do my perfect webinar, showing this concept of how we weave the frameworks in. So if you want to go deeper and you want to understand how to use this for webinars, go to perfectwebinarsecrets.com after Thanksgiving 2020. So whenever, depending when you're listening to it, you can get there. It's going to be $7 and it's super cheap and amazing. But anyway, I digress. I want to share this with you guys because this is the secret to being a teacher, a guru, an expert, or whatever you want to call it, is developing your own frameworks. Giving them a proprietary name so it becomes your framework, right? And then learning how to teach them. And teaching them is literally like, here's the three steps. Let me tell you a story about step number one, story about number two, story about number three. So it ingrains into their brains and their understanding. And then they have that tool, then that framework they can then look back on and use over and over and over again. Like, I still remember the very first UPW I went to, 10, 12, and how many years ago it was. But I remember going through all this, and I didn't realize what he was doing. I didn't understand their frameworks. But there were a couple that, like, really had a big impact on me. The ones that had the biggest impact on me, the three mandates of leadership, I still remember that one to this day. Because it was like, step number one is look at things as they are, not worse than they are. Step number two, look at things better than they are. Step number three, work to make them that way. Right? That's the three mandates of leadership. I learned that 12 years ago, and I still remember it to this day because that framework, the way he told the stories, whatever it was, integrated in my brain, and I could recycle that 12 years later because I remembered it. I don't remember all the frameworks, but that one meant something to me. The other one was the triad, the three molders of meaning. I've taught that one a ton of times because that was one that had such a big, profound impact on me. When he taught it, I remember the stories, whatever resonated with me, and it was like how to get into state. And I remember, like, I've used that every day of my life since then, right? Like, it was such a powerful framework. And the third one that still to this day is probably my favorite of all of Tony's teachings is the six human needs. That one had such a profound impact on me. And, like, it was funny, I watched the video last night of him reteaching it, and I was like, God, I've taught this so many times now because it had such a profound impact on me. But of all these different frameworks, those were the three that, like, stuck with me, that became part of me, right? And that's what I think all of us teachers want. We want to be able to teach stuff that becomes part of our students, that they understand it, they learn it, they integrate it, it becomes part of them. And so for UPW, for me, I went through this whole thing, and those three stuck with me for a decade now. And this I'm going through again, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a cool one. I don't remember that one. Oh yeah, like, I forgot about that one, and those things keep coming back, okay? But for you, it's just creating frameworks, and sometimes you're like, I gotta create new frameworks. It's like, Tony hasn't been creating new frameworks. These are the frameworks, these are the same framework. If I went back to my notebook from 12 years ago, the first UPW I went to, these are the same ones taught then. Exact same ones, nothing different, right? Some of the stories might be a little different, but most of them weren't. In fact, it's funny, there's this one story he tells, and Klutz's like, oh, this is the red square story. And I was like, what? And then all of a sudden he gets into it, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that story. And yeah, it's the same story from 15 years ago, right? And so it becomes really, really cool when you start looking at it that way. Right? Like, if you think about this, like my Two Comma Club live event or any of the events that I've done consistently, I could show up and teach them without any advance notice needed, right? I have my frameworks, I know the stories, I just teach them and I'm good to go. In fact, if you look at most of the stuff I do nowadays, it's interesting because, like, the .com secrets book, like, I was on the road teaching those principles for a decade before I wrote the book, right? And so, like, the value ladders are my frameworks, and, like all these things, right, are like my frameworks that I taught forever, and I know the stories behind them. I know what stories I'm going to tell. And like, if I tell when I tell the value ladder framework, like, I still tell the same story about my dentist and getting a postcard and showing up and getting my teeth cleaned. And he's like, "Oh, your teeth are yellow." And like, "Do you drink coffee?" "No, I don't." "Oh, we want my tooth whitening." Yeah, like, I know the stories, right? Like, I tell them so many times over and over and over and over again, so I can show up and say, hey, the framework someone needs is the value ladder. And what story am I going to tell? And I just pull it out of my pocket because I've told that story a million times. I know exactly where it goes, how it fits, and it's easy, right? And so that's the key. I did a podcast a couple weeks ago that was kind of another distinction on top of this. We talked about publishing. And, you know, for years I told everyone, you got to publish every single day for a year and you'll be successful. And like the big realization that they got from Dave Woodward, actually his son Parker, was that it's not just publishing to publish, it's publishing around your framework, right? You're telling stories, you're showing examples, and you're talking about the practical examples of your framework. And so if you guys just understanding that, like, you got to create these frameworks, and these frameworks become the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of your content, the foundation of your courses, your seminars, your events, your products, your YouTube videos. You're like these things get weaved in and out over and over and over and over and over again. And so anyway, I just wanted to kind of, I don't know, just keep drilling deep on this. What are your frameworks? Start developing them and start watching as you go, and you start learning from other people. Like, take notes. Like, look at, again, all my notes this time were just writing down the names of Tony's frameworks. Like, I just wanted to see them written out, right? And so, like, when you watch me teach, or Tony, or anyone who's an amazing teacher, go watch and notice how they use their frameworks over and over and over and over again. Anyway, I hope that helps. And with that said, it's time to end this podcast. If you guys go sit down and figure out a framework, make one that's easy. Go make one right now. Like, again, at Two Comical Live, I have everyone go and make a framework for how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right? Which is a fun one. But like, what could be your framework? Make a framework on like how to eat a hot chip, right? How to win the one chip challenge, or make a framework on, again, whatever your product, your service is, pick something. It doesn't be hard, right? Like, just pick something, title it, give it its own proprietary name where it's your name, have it be the three steps, whatever, the three levels of whatever, the three mandates of, the three decisions, blank, the three patterns of, the two primary, the three ways to, the two master or something, the three, four, anyway, like just make it and then start teaching it, start talking about it, start sharing it, start figuring out stories you can tell to make that framework stick in people's minds better and be able to bring back and remember it and recall it so they can actually use it and integrate into their own lives. Anyway, hope that helps and gives you guys a glimpse of how Tony teaches, how I teach it, and how the greats all do it. Thanks so much, you guys. I appreciate you all for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.